From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, June 14th. Coming up, bison meat is lean, but the animals are hard to raise. That's why some producers are raising beefalo, a hybrid of buffalo and cattle. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Likely Illinois Republican voters are still mostly in the dark about down-ballot races in the June 28th primary election. That's according to a WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times poll. Dave McKinney reports.
The poll shows a slate of candidates favored by Chicago hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin appears to be trailing across the board. In the seven-way GOP fight for U.S. Senate, Mundelein attorney Kathy Salvey and downstate Navy veteran Peggy Hubbard were the frontrunners, tied at 10%. Downstate lawyer Thomas DeVore holds a slight lead over Griffin-backed Attorney General candidate Steve Kim. And in the GOP primary for Secretary of State, Representative Dan Brady holds more than a 2-to-1 lead over Griffin-backed candidate and former federal prosecutor John Millhiser. In each primary, between half and two-thirds of respondents said they were undecided. This is Dave McKinney.
Forecasters are advising you to take precautions as central and southern Illinois bake under high heat and humidity. The National Weather Service has placed our area, including Champaign, Danville, and Decatur, under an excessive heat warning until tomorrow at 8 p.m. With humidity, it will feel like 105 to 110 degrees during the hottest part of the day, both today and tomorrow. Chuck Schaefer is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Lincoln. He says the oppressive heat will continue at night.
Tonight we're looking at lows in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees, so the very, very warm and humid air will still be over us during the nighttime hours as well.
Public health experts advise you to stay hydrated, stay out of the sun, and never leave children or pets unattended in a car. This Sunday is Juneteenth, a day to celebrate the end of slavery in the United States. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, slavery existed in Illinois, despite it technically being a free state.
Four Illinois governors were slave owners. The first Illinois Constitution allowed slavery in salt mines and allowed slave owners to keep people they had already enslaved in bondage. Sundiata Chajua is an African-American history professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says slavery in the Midwest followed similar patterns as the East Coast.
Whether we're talking Ohio, Illinois, or Indiana, you're looking at states that bordered some southern state. Therefore, the southern part in each of those states is going to be more reflective of the social relations of the South.
Chajua says slavery in Illinois ended with the passage of the 13th Amendment in 1865. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Here's the latest on COVID-19 in Champaign County. Health officials report just more than 500 active COVID-19 cases in Champaign County. That's about the same as last week at this time. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 34 patients hospitalized with COVID. That's more than last week and about the same as 2 weeks ago. One of those patients is in the ICU. According to the CDC, Champaign, Ford, McLean, and 31 other Illinois counties are rated at a high risk for COVID-19. The CDC recommends that people in high-risk areas wear a mask indoors and on public transportation. Still to come, we'll learn about beefalo, a hybrid of buffalo and cattle that producers say combines the best of both animals. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Bison were hunted to near extinction at the same time as the European cow was brought to the Americas. Cattle quickly became the most dominant meat eaten here, but as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, combining those two breeds into something better is a niche market that some hope becomes more widespread.
The farmers market in Rolla, Missouri is pretty typical of those in the Midwest. You can buy beef, pork, eggs, vegetables, and baked goods that are grown and made nearby. But one stand sells something different, beefalo. Shopper Vicki Gustafsson is a fan.
It's a bit leaner, so I think it's more healthy for us. Tastes good. We sometimes cook it in the crock pot, a roast, and it comes up nice and tender every time.
Beefalo is exactly what it sounds like. Part beef, part buffalo. And the meat available at the Rolla Farmers Market comes from the farm of Andrew and Kelly Deitch. About 25 female beefalo, most with a calf nearby, are grazing on the 650-acre A&K Ranch in south central Missouri. They look a lot like regular cows, but their hair is a little longer and they look a touch bigger in the shoulders. Kelly Deitch says these animals combine the best of both worlds.
And as we like to say, when they created beefalo, they bred out the meanness but kept the leanness of the bison, so kept the good qualities of the bison.
And beefalo were definitely created. While there was some unintentional crossbreeding when European cows got into buffalo herds in the 17th and 18th centuries, it wasn't until the 1970s that a reliable, fertile crossbreed was produced. The intent was to get the lean meat of bison into an animal that could be raised as easily as a cow. And the magic number of 37.5% bison was found. Andrew Deitch used to raise cattle, but finds the beefalo much easier and more enjoyable.
I mean, they all have different personalities, and you know, you can tell them apart because of their colors and such like. But when you have a field of Angus out there, it's hard to tell, you know. I just like doing the beefalo because they're a lot easier to work with.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture certified beefalo as having higher vitamin levels, nearly a third less cholesterol, and 79% less fat than conventional beef. John Fowler raises beefalo in northern Missouri and is on the board of the American Beefalo Association. He says it's a superior animal. The biggest hurdle, getting ranchers to start raising them.
If I can get a person who has a crossbred herd and put a beefalo bull in his herd and then him eat some of the meat, he's sold. He'll want to produce the beefalo.
But beefalo does have its opponents.
We just don't really think that there should be beefalo.
Martha McFarland works for the advocacy group Practical Farmers of Iowa. She also raises cattle and bison, but would never mix the two. She says nature did just fine producing bison, an excellent animal that's also good to eat. But she does empathize with beefalo producers. As a bison and specialty beef producer herself, she knows trying to sell a niche meat is difficult.
A lot of times it's hard to find that like middleman to get my meat into the grocery store. I'm not part of this huge mechanized system. My challenge is your average consumer wants to just like go to the grocery store and pick up some food and be done with it.
Beefalo isn't in many grocery stores, and it's primarily sold online or at farmers markets. It also costs more than beef, largely because it comes from small producers. But breeders like Andrew Deitch are still optimistic about the future of the specialty meat. He credits new leadership at the American Beefalo Association.
They've got some new people in there who have really good ideas, and they're reaching out there. They have a Facebook page, and you can find beefalo all over the country.
Deitch says while he and his wife enjoy selling their product at three farmers markets, they're really excited by the prospect of getting more ranchers interested in beefalo. I'm Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for our area until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and hot today with a high of 100 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.